I'm just drawing.
Yeah, but here, and there is a variance between my fence and here, the same as there is a variance over here.
Well, these lines can float 50, 75 okay. feet. These are just
but
reference.
But I am always follow the old fence line, which I believe that would be the right way to do it for this guy.
Sir, so you can do whatever you want, but I would recommend it on your property.
Yeah, that ability to be on the proper land.
What I'm saying, I'll be within my bounds on my property if I follow that fence line.
I have no idea. You can be 10 feet off.
Survey.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with you. Right now, surveys cost a lot of money.
So would a lawsuit with your neighbor to have your fence on their place?
Well, I know, but I'm going to be on my side.
Sir, you're approved if we can move on.
Please. Okay.
Thank you. And reach out to Scott's office. Next up, we have another conditional use for CKW Properties for 2214 State Highway 248.
Okay, this is case number 24006. CKW Properties, LLC, is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for long-term RVs and manufactured homes to be located at 2214 State Highway 248, Branson. Property is currently zoned NR1 with RV1, which is Recreational Vehicle Park District, approval by the County Commission, contingent on the sale to Nick Najar. So as it currently sits, this conditional use permit is not needed for these long-term mobile homes and RVs. But if the sale through to Nick Najar is complete, then for these long-term mobile homes and any added ones or RVs for long-term, it would need this conditional use permit approval. So out 248, Carson's Court, you just heard that rezone, I think, last month, so it should be familiar with you. Again, here's our two parcels in question. And then we've just got some photos of how that park currently sits. Amber went out and took some other photos. Turn it over to the applicants.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Karen and Chris Whalen. Right now we have a contract to sell the property. When we first purchased it, we came in and had it zoned for nightly rentals, but we didn't go through with that project. So the buyers wanted to go back to the zoning that it originally was for the mobile home and RVs. So we just are requesting this on contingent of this contract going through. Basically just to maintain the operation that we are currently.
Any other comments or that's...
No,
basically... So I'm confused, Scott. So
okay.
Can you walk?
So currently, as it sets NR1, you can have long-term single-family homes, which those mobile homes are, manufactured homes. There's RVs that sit there long-term. People live in them. So as it currently sets, the use is fine. The buyer, after many conversations, has decided RV1 due to the fact that he would like to have some RV spots to move in and out, was my understanding. I'm not sure if that's really, it's more of long-term RVs and adding a few more mobile homes. So the current mobile homes, I mean, I think almost everything in there is long-term now. You can ask the applicant. When it's rezoned to RV1, what's there now would basically, I don't like to use the word grandfathered, but would be legal non-conforming. But if they tried to bring a new one in, or if one went out and another one tried to come in, it won't fit in RV1. Long-term living is a conditional use in RB1. Thus, this conditional use would only kick in when this Mr. Nick Najar would purchase this, then this conditional use permit would go to him. For ability to have long-term living of manufactured home and RVs in RV1 zoning district, which will just be these two parcels. The balance of this down here is going to stay in R1, which allows long-term living. As you can see, it's all in R1 now. They just want the ability to do what they're doing now in an RV1 zoning district, which that's already been approved by the county commission, contingent on the sale. Does it help you or help you get more confused?
Doesn't help me. Does it help anyone else?
No, I'm not what we're considering.
Why would it change?
Does this stay with the property or the owner?
It's only specific to the buyer. So your buyer would need this conditional use permit when he purchases the property.
Not these folks.
These folks can do it now. The way it's zoned, that this conditional use permit is not needed. If they sell it, that conditional use permit's needed for the buyer to do what he plans to do. Thus, your owner's coming through because the buyer wants the approval before he closes on the property.
But it wouldn't change zoning if it's sold, right?
It's already approved for zoning if it sells.
So basically, we're just allowing things to move in and out? Is that what this is doing?
So I don't know.
Like, because you said something permanent could be taking out and a new come in.
Now. So now. You have all these mobile homes sitting in there. Mm-hmm. So right here's your mobile manufactured home. Right now, and here's an empty spot. If they want to add one there, they could bring in a mobile home and set one up because it's in R1.
Okay, so once it sells, then what happens?
These are legal non-conforming, so these can set as they are. If this one has a tree fall through it or something and they have to pull it out, they can't replace it because you can't do long-term living in RV1 without conditional use.
Okay.
These RVs, if they are going to just live there for 5 years long-term, mm-hmm. and that's their house, mm-hmm. they can't pull in a new RV to live there long-term. So what's there would be legal, but the buyers, my understanding, would like to pave the roads, be able to expand these empty spots. Chris has done a real good job of pulling out some mm-hmm. damaged and dilapidated homes and RVs. It's nice now. And they want to build it up.
To continue to improve it.
Yes.
Okay.
And after many long conversations, they felt like the RV1 zoning with conditional use allows them to do what they plan to do. And they've done this. I mean, how many? They told me they had like thousands of spots in the nation.
Then you?
Yeah. It's a company that just does that and remodels.
480 in Missouri alone.
480 in Missouri, and they fix them up. But they just want the ability to have long-term living on this two lots when they buy it because it gets rezoned to RV1.
Okay, do we have anyone in the audience that signed up to speak for or against this application? You guys want to have a seat and we'll bring you back up.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't quite hear everything, but what I'm concerned about is I go to the church there on the property and joins it, and I was wondering how far down this way they'd be using it if they put trailers in on it, and...
Which direction are you worried about?
Right.
You show us up there. He's worried about the hill.
Yeah.
Here's the church.
Okay.
Ozark Church of Christ?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if it was going to come back that way, well, I'd like to talk to them about if they'd put up a fence or something there, private fence, but or...
I don't think the terrain will allow it.
Or what their plan
so
is.
This parcel is not part of the application.
East of the house, or...
Or do they, going who to owns that the house? Is that a different owner?
No, but it's not part of the... These are the two that would get rezoned to RP1. Okay. The two highlighted parcels...
So it doesn't look like it even gets near the church?
No, it touches the very corner of that church.
It doesn't
church
look like it even gets near your church.
What's that zone, that parcel that they own?
That the church one is R1, I believe.
No, the...
It These is. Are all in R1.
But if it's allowed to park a trailer on it, our line is right there, probably within 10 foot of the road that would go back into it.
So as it's zoned right now, they could. What would they be able to do with that lot?
Which parcel are you talking about?
This one next to the church.
This one next to the church? Density of 1 per 8,000 square feet.
Which under is in R1, right?
But what we're talking about tonight doesn't affect that part.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
Well, other than that, they just expand.
Talking about that corner down there.
That's I think where it's worried about this part right here, straight to the west, that they can look out.
Can you point to where you're concerned about?
This road right in here goes back to this brick house. And this fence is not very far from it, but if they put trailers right in here, I see it kind of been a bother on a Sunday morning or Wednesday. You know, I mean, I'd hate to have people come out of the church and look right at them. I don't have nothing against the trailers, but if it had a fence up here so it wouldn't be noticeable if they did put them back here. I don't know how far they're going to go back in.
Can you see the highlighted parcels, the ones that's yellow and the one that's blue?
Roger, can
yellow,
you point to him?
Yeah. Blue.
Do you mind?
Those are the only two parcels that are in question. This one's not even part of the application tonight. This one won't change.
No, this is where that brick house is.
The brick house is not in this
but
tonight.
It's not a part of this.
It's not part of this tonight, no.
It would be up there.
North of the land. North of the brick house, and then that big parcel to the west of the brick house. The brick house stays as is.
It's
There's
the same,
no plan change.
It's the same owner, but if they wanted to do any adjustments, they'd have to come back before us again.
Okay, so they're not going to come east of the house then.
Mm-hmm. No change.
Because it is some houses right in here. Mm-hmm. This area here, it's three or four houses.
Only that yellow parcel here that I got to see my cursor up pretty high. Just that yellow parcel there, and then this blue highlighted are the only two. The brick house that's next to the church is not part of the application.
Yeah, this is mostly growed up in here.
Yeah, it's pretty growed up.
And this is clear back. Our property goes back probably
mm-hmm.
right in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they won't do nothing now. They'd have to come back in. And
not on this application, if approved.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks for asking the question.
No, that's all.
Thank you. Anyone else in the audience? Hearing none, applicants want to come back up? So understanding his concerns, or that's not part of the application or what's being discussed right now?
No, acre and a half in between there and the other property.
Okay, seems pretty straightforward. Any other questions for the applicant, or are we far enough along to get a motion on the floor that we can consider?
I'll make a motion to approve this question.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve.
Okay, can we specify, because conditional use permits are owner specific, either to Nick Najar or his company. He may put it in an LLC or a corporation. Because
to the buyer.
To the buyer.
Yeah. That'd be fine. To the buyer.
Yeah. To the buyer.
Okay. Thank you, George.
All right. Any further discussion?
Makes it easy. Yep.
Hearing none, all those in favor of the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We have one in opposition.